this month is about your authority on your own health. So we know that whatever we focus on, we activate, we amplify, we encourage to exist. So when we focus on health, or when we focus on being sick, on illness, that creates a very different reality based on the authority that it's choosing that focus. And health is a decision. We actually decide if we're healthy or if we're not healthy. There are parameters that not everything we're consciously in control of course. Certain genetic predispositions that activate certain karmic patterns that are right there in order for a specific physical condition to exist as part of our learning, and so on. But health is sort of a way of living with what you have in the best possible way versus not having any problems ever. So from that standpoint, anyone can be healthy. If we think of health as all the problems are gone, we are feeling as if we're, 5 years old or 10 years old, tons of energy, super healthy body, which of course not for every 5 year old, but let's just say, that's an illusion, actually delusion, and it's a pretty dangerous one. And that's one of the lower morphogenic fields on this planet that human beings fall into. It's like we got brainwashed to believe that being healthy means to not have our body tell us anything. So from that standpoint, as long as we can forget that we even have a body and just be in our mental level or emotional level, then that means we're healthy. That is not anything that health really is. If we look at health as a universal parameter, it's a balance, it's like a gyroscope that's constantly adjusting based on what it's facing. So if body, just think about physical sense, right? If body has something going on like it's in danger, it will naturally create adrenaline so then we can run, so that we can save ourselves from whatever the danger is, and so on. There's so many of those natural biological ways how the body gyroscope works to constantly maintain itself. So same things though go for the larger picture. So there are some genetic predispositions that can activate into an illness or not. Just because there is a genetic predisposition from the genetic line you incarnated into doesn't mean it's going to activate. It does mean usually that there is a karmic pattern within your system that is linked to that specific thing. That's why you would incarnate into a line that, let's say, has predisposition for diabetes or for a specific nerve disease or something else. It's a component of some karmic pattern. That's why we choose the line. But if we choose to activate it or not, that's completely up to us. That's where what are you paying attention to comes in. Because if you're paying attention to, oh my God, I have this predisposition, that means it might happen and I'm so scared and what if and so on, or every time something occurs that's kind of in that direction, because we will have a weakness in that direction, and then we blow it out of proportion by focusing on that and feeling like that's it, the sky is falling, I got the disease that my family has, well, what we're doing then is essentially stepping out of health. If health is kind of like a alignment with the higher authority of you, in that moment, you're in a lower authority of you, right? You're in a lower self. And the lower self health idea is, as long as body doesn't bother me, I'm okay. So here, I'm worried, what if, and there's a little bit of a bother, so that means there's a problem. Now I'm focusing on the problem. And the more we're focusing on the problem, the less health we're going to have. That's why I'm saying that health is actually a decision. There are different levels of health. Somebody can have a terminal illness that will kill that body, but have a perception of health, and because of it, live to the fullest within the parameter of that thing that's killing them, versus somebody else who can have exactly the same condition and make it million times worse, probably die sooner, and chances are have less any kind of enjoyment of life or learning from life because they chose to focus on that. So one person was in a state of health, even though physically their body was not able to repair itself, when another person was not. So health is a decision. Health is a filter on reality. Health is a perception. So first of all, what health is not, it is not that everything is great all the time. It is not that if the body doesn't give you any signals, that means it's healthy. It is not something that somebody else told you and you had some test and a test said that you're fine, so that means you're fine. So no, none of those things are health. When you are in a conscious connection, relationship with your body, this is the gyroscope. Your body and you are in relationship, you and the universe in relationship, body in biosphere, planet in relationship. All those things coming together, constantly adjusting. That is health. If we're looking at that from the positive standpoint, so what's your focus? Your focus is on health, on constant adjustment for the benefit of all while being part of everything. As soon as we pay attention or focus on I'm sick, what if I'm sick, what if something negative happens, or oh, there's this pain, that means blah, 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 we give it meaning, we are stepping out of the state of health. So in order for us to be healthy, we have to be in the authority that chooses to focus on that alignment when our body and the universe and the planet and our consciousness are all communicating. They are in relationship. When you're in that authority, which is of course the higher self authority, that's when you are naturally experiencing reality and experiencing your own body from the place of health. That allows the body then to do its thing to get into the best possible health it can for you. That might be perfect or it might be close to perfect or not so close to perfect, but your perception, your actual experience within the body will be more harmonious. Anytime we focus on something that is out of alignment, we just bring it further out of alignment, right? So think of it like if this is a gyroscope and it's constantly adjusting, well, when it's in a negative, in a disbalance, and then it goes into balance, we need to ride that wave so that we allow it to do its job, this internal gyroscope of our health, to do its job to get out of the state of imbalance into balance, disharmony into harmony. But when we focus on the moment of disharmony, we destabilize the thing further and then it falls instead of continuing adjusting itself. So it's important to understand this dynamic that this is actually how the universe works. This is literally how your internal translation of reality onto health of your body occurs. When you are in that authority that says everything is interconnected, this body has all the resources that it needs to bring itself into a state of balance within the parameters of whatever my lesson is. Notice that there is that adjustment, right? Within the parameters of the lesson. Not bring itself into balance, and that means I am 100% no pain, I am full vitality, I am young again, and all that stuff. That's an illusion. And when we demand that to happen, that's actually the lower self authority, not the higher self. Higher self understands that this biological organism will be processing what we're putting it through. That's part of being incarnate. So whatever lessons you have, whatever you brought in here to learn, your body will be processing that. And it doesn't always feel good. Same thing with the physical circumstances. Whatever you incarnated into, for whatever reason, Any kind of like, you know, somebody who incarnated into an environment that's polluted and toxic, where they have to eat food that is not harmonious because that's all their family can afford when they're growing up. Or they are born in the middle of a war zone, you know, there's literally danger. Or their parent dies and now they have to fend for themselves or whatever else. All those physical circumstances, they are influencing the body, never mind the incarnating into body with predisposition to a particular disease. So what that will look like though for us and what would be the experience of that, that's up to us. So if let's say your, what would be the simple thing, like your lower back hurts and in that moment you focus on the pain of the lower back, you are amplifying the pain and your authority is now the lower self that is scared because it's already giving it meaning. This means I won't be able to function tomorrow, or this means I might need a surgery, or this means blah, blah, blah. So by doing that, we're stopping the body's ability, the gyroscope, getting out of the discomfort into comfort, getting out of disbalance into balance. We're just sort of stopping it at the disbalance phase. More harmonious approach here would be, let's say your lower back hurts and you notice that. And you tell yourself, okay, something is out of alignment. So body, what can I do for you right now to help you? Notice the focus is now on service to the body. Not on how do I fix the body now, not on how do I get comfortable, not on how do I get rid of pain, because all those things are focusing on lack. I don't have comfort, I have pain, so I want to get rid of pain. I don't have, you know, health or whatever. This is still negative focus. But when we focus in the positive, on health, instead of sickness or lack, that would look like, body, what can I do for you? What do you need right now from me? That might be a physical action, like stretching, or putting a specific salve lotion or something on yourself, or taking medication even of some sort, or herbal tea or some other remedy or something. But it also might mean just go meditate, go sit under the tree, lie down, sleep. It might also mean emotionally, if your back started hurting while you were stressing about something else, let's say somebody was judging you, or you know, you were worried about somebody or something or yourself, that's an emotion that could have created that. So then the solution that the body might give you is actually go into feeling safe. That would really help me. So then your adjustment, your action is not an external action. It's actually action internally to stop yourself from going onto the path of whatever you were worrying about before the body started hurting and actually clean that up. So there are many different ways how we can get back into balance. But when we're in service, we're asking what does our body need instead of how do I fix the body? It's a very different approach. So that's what I would like you to get from this lesson, is that health is a decision. Health is not about not having pain or being always comfortable or young and filled with vitality. That is an ultimate version probably of health, but that is not necessarily a human experience in a third dimension on our planet that has so much, you know, pollution and separation consciousness and so on. So here we have to sort of do the best we can with what we got. And it's our job to stay within that best possible scenario to help your body gyroscope go into the phase of harmony and balance out of disharmony and imbalance. That's where the choice comes in of what you focus on. So if you focus on lack, on pain, on sickness, on illness, that's disbalancing gyroscope further instead of helping it correct. If we focus on health, which would be service, right? So that would be a more harmonious way of supporting the body. We diminish the pain and discomfort and whatever else. Not necessarily always erase it completely, but our perception of it is much less. And everything is about perception. It's not about the experience as if it's some sort of a fact and that's just what it is. I mean, there's so many studies done on physical pain, right? That you can actually minimize the pain without painkillers, without medication, by meditation, by reprogramming your brain, and so on. There are spontaneous remissions of cancer and other issues. There are spontaneous healing or tumors disappearing when a person is in specific alignment. So all those things, they're not necessarily possible for every person. I mean, there's some parameters for that. So not every person's going to be like miraculously cured because there are karmic patterns and other influencing things. So I'm not saying that somehow you can magically cure everything. But what I am saying is that your job is to be the best case scenario for you and then focus on that perception for you. And as long as you do that, your body will match that and step into the state of health. So focus. What are you focusing on? Health. What does that mean for you so that you're in the correct perception of health and that you're deciding to be of service as a way to help your body step back into harmony?